AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Storm warnings are coming up for California. Heavy rainfall, mountain snow, and strong winds will hit the West Coast this weekend. The National Weather Service is predicting as much as 20 inches of rain in Northern California for the coming week. Flash flooding's expected in the state's far northwestern and central areas, as well as the Sierra Nevada there. Snow totals could range from 2 to 4 feet. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked the state of Louisiana from enforcing a strict abortion law.
The justices reversed an order by a federal appeals court that allowed Louisiana to enforce its clinic regulation law, even as it was being challenged in court. Doctors who provide abortions would be required to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The law could force all but one of the clinics that perform abortions in Louisiana to close. There's a similar law in place in Texas, also under Supreme Court review, and could be on shaky ground. The cases are at different stages in the legal process. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Prosecutors are laying out another reason why they want Apple's help to unlock the encrypted iPhone recovered from San Bernardino shooter Syed Farouk. They say they want the data to see if there was possibly a third attacker. Los Angeles police reveal that they are investigating a knife reportedly recovered from the former home of O.J. Simpson, where his wife and her friend were fatally stabbed nearly 22 years ago. Captain Andy Nyman says even if the knife is legit, and even if it's linked to the crime, Simpson was found not guilty in 1997.
Double jeopardy would be in place here, so we could not charge Mr. Simpson with the homicides that he's already been charged with because he's been acquitted.
Take my hand.
It was a long, hard battle with cancer for country singer Joey Feek. She died at her home in Indiana. Joey Feek was 40 years old. This is AP Radio News. A group of women in New York has gone to court to fight the tax against feminine hygiene products.
Medical items are exempt from sales tax in New York, but tampons and sanitary pads are not considered medical items. This week, five women filed a lawsuit to change that. The suit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court seeks class action status. The plaintiffs argue tampons deserve the same status as foot powder, dandruff shampoo, and adult diapers, which are all exempt from sales tax. Two states, Pennsylvania and Minnesota, recently repealed their tampon taxes. One, Utah, upheld its. Warren Levinson, New York.
The private company SpaceX launched another rocket late Friday and successfully put a broadcast satellite into space. But the effort to land the used-up booster rocket onto a platform, unsuccessful. The target was a barge in the Atlantic Ocean, 400 miles offshore. SpaceX is hoping to retrieve and then refly those boosters to save money. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.